information that otherwise would probably never have seen the light of day. And today, that means that we all now know that the cafeteria at the CIA is pretty much just like the cafeteria at any other office cubicle farm in America. The website Muckrock posted this set of documents a while back, and today they reposted them. And so a bunch of people, including us, found it for the first time. It is a treasure trove of CIA employee complaints, specifically about the office cafeteria. This is the stuff that rattles them. Quote, please put back the individual packets of ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise 2 times this week. I heard folks make comments about these pump boxes. Comments have been made indicating this process is cumbersome, a pain in the neck, and is causing frustration to some people. It would be appreciated by many to put out the individual condiment packets. Quote, I had the Russian meal today and am disappointed. First of all, to try to be cute with a substitute, a backward R, a yeah for an R, it's tacky. Please realize that many of us have really traveled to these countries, and when you provide food like you did today, it causes me to not support this kind of cuisine in the future. Quote, last week, and then again this week, I have talked to numerous cafe employees to inform them that the Pepsi coming out of the regular Pepsi spout is Diet Pepsi. They have the wrong Pepsi tank hooked up to the wrong Pepsi spout. Yet no one has fixed this problem. Why has this problem not been fixed? The feedback really isn't all that bad. This person thanks the CIA cafeteria for finally fixing the salad dressing area. But the one thing to learn from this particular cache of CIA office complaints is that all these folks need, when they are not in the middle of some covert operation or drumming up classified intelligence briefing, is almonds on their cream of wheat, a few ketchup packets, maybe a regular Pepsi. Spies, they're just like us,